how to face the inevitable, your death. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 395, titled How to Face the Inevitable, Your Death. Dear friend, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. I have found that one can tell how a person values life by his estimation of death. I once talked with a man who had never given serious thought to death until it was discovered that he had cancer. He said, immediately, my entire world changed. The things I valued most became worthless, and the things that I thought were of little value are now the most important things in the world to me. Getting ready for eternity. Physical life is a possession that we all cling to, don't we? And yet we know we must all, sooner or later, bow to death. Our death, your death, my death. It is inevitable. It enters the home of the rich as boldly as it enters the apartment in the projects. It brings down the final curtain as swiftly on the famous as it does on the unknown. Before this year ends, my dear friend, many people listening to this podcast will keep their appointment with death, and that is a fact. There are many who say, I believe in life after death, but I'm not concerned about crossing that bridge until I get to it. How strange that people should spend years preparing for retirement, some for a profession, and not take so much as 5 minutes to prepare to meet their Maker, Almighty God. Another attitude toward death is this: I stand with Christ, the Lord of life and death, and rest my case in his hands. How about that? King David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The Apostle Paul said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Both men were looking ahead to death with calm assurance. They knew that this life is only a dressing room for eternity. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Death need not be a bitter end. It can be a bright dawning. Assurance in life and in death. Jesus Christ, dear friend, is alive. And because Jesus Christ is alive, that makes all the difference in the world. You have a friend indeed when it's time to die. In his resurrection, evil has been defeated. Love has conquered hate. Death has lost its sting, and Satan has been defeated. In his death, that is Christ's death, on the cross, Jesus Christ declared that the full penalty for sin has been paid. In other words, through Christ, your sin debt is paid. All you have to do is believe in him. And one day all of creation will burst forth into a new song. Jesus Christ is alive. The early Christians proclaimed that truth. They believed that the same power that raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will work in and through us to rescue us from our doubts, our darkness, our failure, our defeat, and even our death. So as we look at the world today, we cannot help but be disturbed by what is happening. There is no remedy, there is no cure outside of Jesus Christ being alive. The resurrection of Christ tells us as his followers that we need not press the panic button. It is true that we are concerned and burdened, and it is certain that we are going to die, but we do not cry in terror as others do. The day before John Huss, a 15th century martyr condemned for his faith in Christ, was to be burned at the stake, he wrote, "I write this in prison and in chains, expecting tomorrow to receive the sentence of death, full of hope in God that I shall not swerve from the truth. Is this hope, peace, and joy yours as you face the inevitable, your death? Can you face death with a smile, with a cheerful spirit, with full confidence that you are going into the presence of Jesus Christ, who is alive and well? You can have this hope if you are willing to turn from sin and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Holy Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven to be with God in Jesus Christ forever. So, beloved, if you believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, and you believe that with all of your heart, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer, so that you can have a home in heaven when you die and not a home in hell. Repeat after me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart as you pray to God, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, that your sin debt is paid. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. For I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents at times. I have taken your holy name in vain before. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn pardon me. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel track this podcast is based on is written by Dr. Billy Graham and published by Crossway, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at crossway.org. And when you do, send them a love offering, help them in their ministry, and also, once you receive the tracts, please pass them out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.